one word to describe the democratic narratives landscape today?
I am inspired by the narrative work that is taking place in different contexts and regions.
I think there is a clear dispute for the meaning of democracy and political participation.
The narrative landscape is borderless, cyclical, and actually predictable.
The nature of democratic narratives at the moment is frustrating.
It's a work in progress.
The word that I would use to describe the democracy narrative landscape in my country is desperate.
We're going to ask you, please, to say in 1 minute, one thing that you would like to see funders doing more of or doing better with regard to support for narrative change efforts, and one thing that you would like to see funders doing less of.
One thing I would love to see funders invest in more is studying and building infrastructure for information ecosystems. Not so much content to counter content, but really understanding our spaces.
I hope that people who are funding pro-democracy work invest a lot more in community-based engagement and a lot more in creating space for movement building at community levels. What I'd like less of is fear around politics and availing of political conversations within progressive circles particularly.
I think there are global trends, maybe regional trends, but the solutions and the campaigns have to be very localized and very targeted, even much more targeted than national level. So I think trusting grantees with this, that they know how to talk to that certain community, that certain locality, is key. We have to understand where is power in this new era, and not shy away from using that power, because autocrats believe in that and thrive on that.
I want to point out two things. One is to avoid generalizing and universalizing realities that may not necessarily be universal. And I think it's important that donors learn to appreciate those local contexts, because many a times programs are built and designed around global assumptions that don't really apply in some contexts. What the donors really need to do is to invest in their listening infrastructure.
It's important to build networks regionally and globally. This is very important to empower these communities, and it's complementary to, I think, to this idea of targeted solutions at the local level. But at the same time, I think that maybe for the donors, this is a bit challenging. We do need to intervene in electoral politics, but how? This is a challenge which probably we can keep discussing that in the future.
I think that where we are right now is a world that is in desperate need of change. And we need to build people's power. So there's always a viable threat of revolution, but not revolution that is chaotic and will cost people their lives. Revolution that is generative of new futures, of new ideas, of new leaders. And if we don't do that intentionally, we will have the kinds of revolutions that will take people's lives. And so the courage to embrace change, I think, is one of the things that I'd hope for.